Today, we are going to pick apart how I welcome members to my community, how I welcome them to my free community, and how I welcome them to my paid community, how I balance all of those things, and what I do after they've worked their way through my welcome workflow to keep them engaged week after week.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Community Lab, where passion intertwines with purpose and profit. We're not merely weaving tales of hobbies becoming side gigs here. We're about crafting endeavors that deeply resonate and reward. Whether you're creating courses, guiding lives, or kickstarting a podcast journey, let's elevate together from being zealous dreamers to standout community leaders. Explore the balance between passion and profitability as we unwrap the tools and tactics we use to create, maintain, and grow our own profitable community. So, what's our pledge to you? To guide you from mere daydreaming to creating a vision that's both successful and meaningful, fostering authentic ties in a close-knit community. If you're fueled by passion, eyeing a new prosperous path, and curious about making community a pillar of your success, the Community Lab awaits. Join us and let's turn those visions into profitable ventures.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Community Lab podcast. I'm your host, Rachel. All right, this week we are going to dive even deeper into email marketing and how it really is one of the go-to components of any great community building strategy. One of the things I love talking about is my welcome series. One of the most powerful things you can do in your community is automate it. And there's a fine balance between nurturing those people with a white glove approach and allowing some tools to help you in that automation process. So of course, I want to show up in my community. I want to show up and answer their questions myself. I want to be the beacon in my community. And to allow myself to be able to have the capacity to do those functions, I have to automate certain functions within my business. Now, some of those things I have team and my team works on those items. And some of those functions I allow Zapper to work for me. I allow workflows within the Circle community to work for me. And one of the most important ones is my Flowdesk, my email marketing software that I utilize. My welcome series is my open door. It's you've made it to the welcome mat, and I want you to come on inside the doors. So it's really great that you have been able to facilitate someone joining the community. So they've joined the community, they're part of your welcome series. Yay, what do you do now? There's a few really important items that have to happen to create a smooth welcome sequence. And the first one of those items is making sure they understand how to navigate the community. Now, we accomplish that in a couple ways with the Community Lab. First things first, when you join the community, we actually utilize a platform called MemberSpace. And with MemberSpace, that's where we manage our memberships. And that's because of the components that we have as part of our community plan. So our community goes above and beyond just the Circle platform. We host our main components in the Circle platform. But for our Inner Circle members, our paid tier members, those members have access to these weekly content drops, which really are the bread and butter of our paid portion. These are the things that people really come to look for us each and every week. They want to see what new templates we've dropped, what new content we've put out, what new workshops that we're launching. I want to give you a little blueprint today of how I craft my welcome series for my community, as well as how I've done that for other clients. There's a really great freebie that goes with this episode called Steal My Welcome Series. Grab it, friends. That one is awesome. If you're already a member of the Community Lab, you'll find it in the freebie section in there too. Now, that welcome series is something that it really has to be crafted based on your community, what your business model is. But there are some really big key components that should be in every welcome series. They're tried and true. They work fantastic. And you can develop your own work welcome series, but I highly recommend download that blueprint guide and kind of work your way through it. Now, let's just talk about what we do in our welcome series. So if you're a new member of the Community Lab, you've joined our community as a free member of our community. Fantastic. That's awesome. Welcome. We can't wait to meet you. Once you have created your account, you're going to land right into the community. It's got a really great welcome pop-up. It tells you a little bit about what to expect from us. It's light and fun because that's what our community is. And we direct you over to our Start Here space within Circle. Now, if you don't have a Start Here space within your Circle community, you got to get one. You got to give your users a place to go when they are just coming into the community, when they're new, and they can find the answers that they need. Heck, they could be a year-long community member and still want to reference back to some of the information in the Start Here space based on the ever-changing needs of what they need from your community. So, number one, make sure you've created a Start Here space within your Circle community. And in that space, you want to give a rundown of all of the things that they can expect from you and how to navigate around your community. Very, very important. So free members, when you log in for the first time, you immediately get a pop-up welcome from us and a navigation to go to the Start Here space. Now in the background, you have now been added into our Flowdesk account via some zaps. And what happens there is that's triggering an email. And our very first email should be landing in your inbox. And that is our welcome email. In our welcome email, we tell you really like what to expect from our community, how you can contact us, and we invite you to dive into the community. We say, hey, if you are just new here, welcome. It's so great to have you. Here's a couple places you can go to get started. The email is really short and sweet. It's not a sales email. We don't ask for a sale. We don't promote a product. We don't do any of that in this email, because this is all about nurturing. And we want to nurture those community members. Number one, first email, welcome. Pop up in the community, welcome. Here's where you go to get started. You want to handhold as much as possible. I highly recommend whenever you're working through a community, you know, organization, that when you're really laying out the blueprint of how your community is going to flow and function, that you have someone from the outside come in and beta test your workflow. Because we kind of, as community builders, can get blinders on. It seems so intuitive to us to go here and go there, and this is what you do next. But you really want to peel back the layers and make it consumable in little bits and as easy as possible. Because if I'm new to your community and I'm new to the Circle platform, it's not as intuitive to me, perhaps, as it is to you, the community builder. So keep that in mind when you're crafting that welcome email. I give you some tips over in the blueprint of items I like to highlight and how I like to craft my welcome email for any community that I either help build or I built for myself. Is I want to make sure I'm setting the tone for my community in this welcome email as well. I love Parks and Rec. I love The Office. I like giggles. I like laughs. I like wit. And that comes across in my welcome email. You want to craft your welcome email in a similar manner. So what's my next step in my welcome series is within my Circle community, after one day, I have an automated workflow set up that you get a message from me that says, hey, how are things going? Having any issues? Do you need some help finding something? Let us know. Let one of our team members know. Let one of our concierge know. We're here to help you navigate the community and find the things you need. And if you don't find what you need, tell us about it. Put it in our roadmap. Help us develop content that makes the community a better fit for you, our members. So, number one, email. Number two, one-day pause, and then I send out a welcome inside the Circle community. And I've set that up via workflows within the Circle app. Now, I know that changes like your payment structure and stuff within Circle. So some of these things might not be in your business model right now, but there are workarounds to them. And there are other ways to, you know, manually send out these messages and stuff too. I, however, have found that being on that business tier is the best place for me. And the business tier really allows me to send out those automated messages within Circle, but then I'm coupling them with the email marketing messages that I'm sending out as well. So I like to have a nice mix of content that's going out to my new user, not so much to overwhelm them, but to know that I'm there. I want to show up for them. I want them to see what the expectations are within my community. Now, in the background, I've had a two-day pause after that. So it's really 3 days between emails. And then that next email I'm going to send out is a follow-up. And this is where I'm going to really highlight a feature and I'm going to give. I'm going to give you a freebie in that email. I'm going to highlight some podcast episodes I think you might love. I really want to give a lot of good stuff here. And I want to remind them that they can pop into the community and find the stuff whenever they want. So these are just gentle nudges to say, hey, we're here for you. Thank you for being here. Let me give you some more information to help you along the way. Now I'm going to wait 3 more days and then I'm going to send out another email where I'm going to highlight a feature. For us, we highlight our feature of resource creation. So one of the big parts of our business model is that we have some really fantastic ideas of content creation and a really great plan in place for this first year. But at the end of the day, it's always developing and it's always in flux. And we can make some pretty big changes if we need to. If our community starts saying, hey, I really wish you would give us content around XYZ, or I really wish you would build more email marketing templates for me, then that's what we're going to do. We're going to let our community dictate the type of content that we either are producing ourselves or we're going out and locating for you. And so because that's such a big component to our business model, we dedicate a whole email in our welcome series to it. So we dedicate this entire email to, hey, we know we're new here and we've put together a really robust starting offering of content for you, but we want to know what you need. Where are the gaps that you see in your community building journey and how can we help you with those? And so this is where you can do that. This is where you can submit ideas to our roadmap and then get other people in on the discussion, because the whole glorious, beautiful part of community is getting one another to engage too. So not only are you helping yourself by saying, oh, I really wish you would create more Canva templates for the inner circle that help with my podcast launch. Not only are you saying I need those, but then other community members go, oh my gosh, yeah, gosh, I really wish we had those. I need those too. And it helps us say, done deal. And then we'll tell you, it's on the roadmap. We're making it. It's scheduled for this day. It'll drop, all yours. Because this feature is such an important one in our business model, we've dedicated an entire email in our welcome series to it. Okay, so that is email number 3. Now we're going to wait 3 more days before we send out another email. And this is finally our sales email. So you are a full like 10 days in before we even ask for the sale. Now, are there places within our Circle community that tell you you can upgrade to the inner circle and get started? Of course there are. Are we hard selling anywhere? No. But are we soft selling everywhere? Absolutely. So we're showing you email after email, correspondence after correspondence, contact after contact that we provide X, Y, and Z. We are setting you up and showing you what to expect from us. So if you are feeling nurtured and seen and heard in our free community, you can just imagine, well, I should just upgrade because I can get all these Canva templates included in my membership if I just upgrade. So we're soft selling all the time. but we don't hard sell until about 10 days in. And then finally, in that fourth email we send out as part of our welcome series, we finally say, hey, I'm sure you're getting so much out of the free community. I just want to show you what we have to offer in our paid tier. And so here are the options, and you can choose to upgrade or not, right? Boom. It doesn't change your access to the free community. Those things will always remain there. You don't have to upgrade, but here's all this really great stuff you can get if you do. Now, I've got a little pro tip for you. I've actually built into my workflow that if in that sales email, someone clicks one of the buy links, that triggers them to get another email from me a day later. So if they click those buy links and they don't upgrade, a day later, they get another email from me that says, hey, I saw you looking around and you had some interest in the inner circle. Are there any questions I can answer to help you out? And that's it. Workflow ends. So if you didn't click any buttons, your workflow ends anyways, and you go into our weekly nurturing email series. And if you go all the way through and you get that final, hey, I saw you looking email, after that email goes out, you land into the weekly nurturing email series. Now, I don't actually send that weekly nurturing email until people are through the welcome series. I don't want to overwhelm communication and have them tune me out by sending too much communication. There is a balance. Think about yourself when you're sitting at home and it's like that 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock hour sometimes. And you're like, oh my gosh, the dings, right? All of the notifications coming in from all of the emails. Well, I don't want to be one of those emails. I want to be something they look forward to get it. So this welcome series is a combination of email marketing and contact within the Circle community. Now, within Circle, I don't do any other follow-up communication outside of that, you know, one day after chat within the messenger space that says, hey, how are things going? Are you having any issues? Now, once someone has gone all the way through my welcome series and they've either, if they've upgraded, then they landed to a different workflow. And within that workflow, they're getting my welcome to the inner circle. And it's a whole different gamut, right? That's a whole for a different day we can talk about. Okay, friends, let's take a brief pause to talk about my favorite email marketing platform, Flowdesk.
Hello, brilliant minds and creative hearts. Are you ready to take your email marketing to new heights? Discover the beauty and power of Flowdesk. Flowdesk is more than just an email platform. It's where design meets efficiency, helping you create stunning, professional emails that truly reflect your brand's essence. Say goodbye to bland and hello to breathtaking. With user-friendly templates and intuitive design tools, Flowdesk makes it easy for anyone to craft gorgeous emails. Whether you're announcing a new product, sharing a newsletter, or engaging your community, your emails will look like a work of art. And the best part, Flowdesk offers flat rate pricing. That means unlimited emails, subscribers, and all the creativity you can muster with no surprise fees. Join the thousands of entrepreneurs, creatives, and business owners who are transforming their email marketing with Flowdesk. Create emails that your subscribers can't wait to open. Start your journey with Flowdesk today by using code COMMUNITYLAB. That's COMMUNITYLAB at checkout to receive 50% off your subscription now.
Welcome back, friends. Okay, let's say that you downloaded my blueprint and you have cultivated a rockstar welcome series. Good job. What I'm hoping for you is that you have utilized both some of the features within the Circle platform, but you've also integrated an email component into that welcome series.
And if you don't use Flowdesk, that's okay. You can use any email provider. I just really hope that you'll look at adding that to your tech stack. So now you've created this epic welcome series and you're like, Rach, what do I do with them now? What do I do with these people when they're through my welcome series? Well, you send them a weekly email. And I know that sounds so simple because Circle has one of those and you can just toggle that on and kind of, you know, set that automation into motion. And like I said before, there are certain things that you want to automate and, you know, set it and forget it. And there are other things that you're not going to want to automate because you want to give it that white glove special touch. And I really look at this weekly intention email as that. So I don't call it a rundown. I call it an intention email. And that's another big difference between what Circle provides and what I recommend you do. I don't send my emails on Thursdays, and for a multitude of reasons, but the main one being is that Thursday's the day my podcast episodes drop. And so I don't want to send out too much communication. I'm dropping the podcast episode in the Circle community, so there is a notification that would populate there. Not an email, but a notification. As well as if you are following us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, you also get a notification that there's a new episode. And so that's a whole lot of communication. I don't want to send out a rundown email on the same day. It would take away and dilute what I want from my community member. I want them to listen to the podcast episode each week. That is my tidbit. That's my freebie of the week, is to give you a new podcast episode. As we grow, we're going to start asking you what you want to hear from the podcast and start cultivating episodes around that. No different than the content that we create within the community. For us, and I'll be honest, all my clients, none of my clients do we utilize the Circle option. It is, one, not on brand. Two, it doesn't have the right tone for us. I don't like that I can't make any real changes to it. And at the end of the day, I know that they're making upgrades to it where we're going to be able to make some changes and that sort of thing. But I really want to keep all of my email correspondence have the same look and feel and be on brand. And I want that for everybody I work with. It's really important to cultivate that newsletter list and have them start to recognize your branding and say, oh, this is an email from the Community Lab. I bet they're going to give me something I want to hear. Because I'm a big proponent of not doing the hard sale all the time, people will genuinely like to get communication from you. And that is one of the biggest hiccups that people have with email marketing, is they either want to associate it with, it's always a launch phase, it's always a sale, it's all of those things. Or they think that it's daunting to have to write content all the time. But honestly, the nurturing email isn't all that much content to write. It's no different than a post within the community. So for us, what I really, really like to do is send that intention email out on Sundays. And the reason being is Sunday afternoon is sort of that recharge, refresh for the weekday. And that's when I recommend we send out that nurturing intention email. So on Sunday afternoons, you'll get an email from the Community Lab. And in there, it's going to say, hey, how was your weekend? I hope it was epic. Here's what happened in the community last week. And I give a brief rundown. I like to highlight some of our engagement tools that we use. So you'll notice if you are a member of the Community Lab that we have a weekly podcast thread. We call it Soundbites, and it's a thread for you to be able to talk about last week's episode with us and give us some ideas of what you thought. It's a place for you to collaborate with other community members and hopefully grow from listening and taking the quiz that comes with that episode or downloading the freebie that we gave that week. So we're always giving with our podcast. And so I find it really important to highlight that in the community in case you missed it. We also utilize an engagement strategy of polls. And our polls, we like to put a timeline on. We like to say, hey, this poll's up for 3 days and we want to hear from you. It gives people that urgency that they sometimes need to go in and vote. So in that intention email, I'm going to highlight my podcast episode via my Soundbites engagement tool. I'm always linking this stuff back to my community because I do want them to log in. I want them to log into the community and I want to track the engagement there. But most importantly, I want them to not feel like they've missed anything. And I want them to feel like they are getting something out of the community. So I'm going to pull people back into the community by sending out this intention email. I'm going to highlight, you know, any workshops we have coming up. You know, the Community Lab does on average at least one workshop for free a month. And then the Inner Circle, we do minimally one, if not two or more workshops every month in our paid tier. And then I kind of leave people with like a tease of sorts. So this email goes out to everybody, right? I want to tease out what's coming up next week. I like to highlight probably at least one item that's in the paid tier in the Inner Circle. Typically, I'm probably going to highlight upcoming content drops. I mean, the idea is that soft sale of, man, I should probably just upgrade so I can get all those templates she keeps talking about. So at the end of the day, the intention email is just that. You want to set the intention for the week. Here's what we have coming up. Did you miss anything last week? And here's what we have coming up next week. And then I'm going to do a little soft sale in there about here's what we have coming in the Inner Circle next week. Now, if you are an Inner Circle member, you are going to get an additional piece of email from me every week. And that's on Tuesdays. So if you can't tell, I'm really spreading things out. So Sundays, I'm sending out an intention email. Tuesdays, if you're a paid member, you're going to get an email and it's going to say, here's the content drop for the week. Here's the link to get to your dashboard so you can see it. And then last but not least, any workshops that are on the paid tier coming up. So you've got Sunday and you've got Tuesday. And then technically Thursday, you're getting a communication because you're going to get some sort of notification from me if you're a community member about a new podcast episode dropping. So that's three main components of communication that I'm sending out weekly if you're a paid member. And if you're a not paid member, then you're getting two. And so it's a fine balance. And you might find that maybe you need to communicate with your audience more, or maybe you need to communicate with them less. That's where feedback comes in. Got to get that feedback loop up. You got to make sure you're not over communicating. Okay, friends, thanks for sticking around for this week's episode. I hope that it helps you craft your own fantastic welcome series. And I hope it helps you think about creating that weekly intention email and maybe going a little outside of the box with it as well. I'm very, very excited to announce our April workshop. And in the month of April, we're going to be talking all about email marketing. We're going to be talking about how to use Flowdesk. We're dropping so many awesome Flowdesk templates and swipe files into the content library for the month. I'm really, really excited about that. And so our first workshop will be April 10th at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's absolutely free. You just have to log into the Community Lab. The workshop is our welcome workshop where first hellos lead to lasting engagement. We are going to talk all about how to really nurture that community member, how to take them from simply signing up to being a cheerleader, and how that welcome series, that first couple of interactions, really are the most important in your community. Head over, sign up for the workshop. It's absolutely free. Swear to goodness, no strings attached. I can't wait to see you there. If you can't make it live, we'll have a replay available. Please still RSVP so that you can get that replay notification. Okay, friends, we will see you next week. Same time, same place. Bye.